You're listening to SBS News.
Along Nauru's pristine beaches, rocky outcrops jut out. The scarred landscape is a reminder of the once thriving phosphate mining industry that made this island one of the richest places in the world. But those days are long gone. Some say also fading are the democratic freedoms of the island's roughly 15,000 citizens. Living in the city of Melbourne, one of those citizens, Squire Jeremiah, is now a long way from home. The former MP says he was forced to flee the country after a judge ordered he again stand trial over a protest outside Parliament in 2015.
I won't be given a fair trial. We won't be given our constitutional right to a fair trial.
The case saw 19 MPs and their supporters charged for an anti-government protest, which authorities alleged turned into a riot. The charges were initially thrown out by an Australian judge working in the Nauruan justice system, but the judge was later sacked, a new judge appointed, and this week the trial began again. Stephen Lawrence, the former lawyer for the Nauruan group, says they haven't been given legal representation to face their retrial.
What we have seen is the complete collapse of judicial independence in Nauru. The system there is simply incapable of dealing independently with a politically charged matter.
Nauru's controversial president, Barun Wonga, stood down in August, but human rights activists such as Amnesty International's Tim O'Connor says that hasn't necessarily led to a positive change.
The current president, who is new, was a member of the former government who'd taken many steps to ensure that there wasn't a fair process, a fair legal process for these people who now face very serious trial.
Amnesty is calling on the Australian government to speak up for the Nauru 19, but Mr. O'Connor says he isn't optimistic that they will.
The Australian government, of course, has its hands tied here. It's chosen to use Nauru as a client state to lock up refugees now since 2013.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.